This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
I actually wanted to move over to the Raiders now. And, you know, you brought up Sean Payton. What grade would you give Josh McDaniels? You know, I think that, like, everybody kind of got to see that on primetime, right, where he kicks the field goal to make, you know, a one-score game. But what I don't understand is you look at the offensive side of the ball. Maybe I'm a Notre Dame homer, but I really like Michael Mayer there. You have weapons, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro, especially in the red zone. I don't understand why he's not getting more targets. Just what's going on there, especially with the offensive side of the ball, because I feel like the talent's there, even if it is Aiden O'Connell behind center, but just something's off and they're not putting it all together.
Yeah, well, Garoppolo's a starter. He'll probably be back this week, I would think. If you look on paper, there is a lot of talent on that offense. Adams is an elite player, arguably the best receiver in the league. Jacoby Myers is a fine number two. Josh Jacobs is the reigning rushing champion. Colton Miller is a really, you know, above average left tackle.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro is a guy who had 103 catches in 21. Myers is a kid that has a chance to be a good tight end. There's talent. The Jimmy's won. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. The offense has regressed. They've only scored 62 points. There's the only team in the NFL not to hit 20 points in a game this season.
Oh,
and it's the running game is not working. And, you know, against Garoppolo and then a rookie in Connell, you force those guys to beat you, and it hasn't happened. So, yeah, it's pretty messy.
It's funny because, you know, Packers make that trade of Devontae Adams, and my co-host here was probably about as angry as anybody in the state of Wisconsin when Devontae Adams got traded. And then I saw, and I quote tweeted it earlier today before you came on and said we were going to talk to you. You did a beast talking about Devontae Adams, and, you know, looking back, would you still have done that trade if you're the Raiders? You had a little poll question up. And I clicked on it and got a bunch of votes, and it was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be of people saying yes to no. Is that fan base kind of really split on whether or not that was a good idea because of how bad they are?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by that, how close it was as well. And look, I really thought that was a good move for the Raiders. And I think I even talked to you after that trade happened.
You did.
I was really surprised that they got him for what they got him for. And I thought that the Packers were very, I don't know if naive was the right word, but do they really shop him around, or do they just say, okay, we can't handle it anymore. We don't know what to do. He wants to go to the Raiders. We'll call the Raiders.
Yes, that's what happened. Yes, that's exactly what happened. They said, okay, Devontae, that's where you want to go. That's exactly what happened.
What is this, the NBA? You know?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they could have gotten more, I thought, and more from the Raiders if there was some, you know. And, you know, all the Darren Waller chalk, I think that was true, you know. It was weird. I thought the Raiders did a nice job in that trade. He's certainly been just as good with Derek Carr and just as good with Jimmy Garoppolo and just as good as O'Connell. He's a star. The problem is, they made that trade to go win a Super Bowl, and they're coming off a 10-win season. They got him. They extended Carr. They extended Waller. They extended Crosby. They extended Renfro. That was go for it stuff, right? And then they win six games, and they're maybe rebuilding. And Devontae says it's stuff to the ringer. I'm not really into it. a rebuild. I don't have time for that. He said the same words after the week two loss. Week two, I don't have time for this. Week three, but still very early. So my thoughts is because he won in Green Bay, and he obviously doesn't like losing, and he is playing winning football. So if these losses are pissing him off now, what's it going to be if it continues?
Yeah, but let me hold on. Let me just interject quickly. And I don't know how much what you watch outside of sports on TV, Bill. So, but I'll tell you, one of my shows that we like to watch in our family is called Celebrity Apprentice, right? And they have... Is it Celebrity Apprentice? No, Secret Celebrity Renovation or whatever it is. Whatever. Yeah.
You shouldn't admit this in public, Sparky.
No, I'm going to because it plays into what we're talking about. So last week, it was 2 weeks ago, Devontae Adams was the guy that got to surprise somebody in his family. And he was the celebrity for the 1 hour show. And they surprised his grandma and redid her house and the inside of the house and the whole deal. And she's got this like silver and black room that she's always had and everything else, all that talk. And I thought it was all a bunch of hubbub back in the day about, you know, wanting his family to see him play more and all that other stuff. You watch that hour show and you see just how connected he is to everybody. And he's not going anywhere and he's not going to ask for a trade because he doesn't want to leave his family. He's not going to leave his grandma and family. There's just no way. So he can do a lot of talking, but if you watch that show, there's no way his heart is leaving that fan base. I don't, maybe I'm wrong. I just don't see it happening though.
I don't know. If I had to make a prediction, he's on another team in 2025.
I'd be shocked.
All right. Bill, back to reality here. Not the reality world. Let's go to the upcoming schedule for the Raiders. So a couple winnable games, in my opinion. You got Green Bay, young team. You got the Patriots. You got the Bears. Then it's the Lions and the Giants. Let's say things go south these next couple weeks. They don't get any better on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe do you think they do look to move a Devontae Adams? Or I know Max Crosby's great on the defensive side of the ball, but I just – you know, in the AFC is loaded, and it's loaded with young quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. And now you look at this upcoming draft, and I don't know when we're going to get another quarterback class like this with Caleb Williams and Drake May. Even Spencer Rattler's been really good. Do you think there's any chance that maybe if things don't get any better, they just blow this whole thing up and look for one of these quarterbacks? Because I like Aiden O'Connell, but I don't think he's quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. There are some winnable games here. Look at the first four games of the year, the Raiders opponents are combined 8-8. That's not great. And they're 1-3. And then the next four is 6-10. So they can get better. But yeah, if they do lose to losing to the Bears and the Patriots and they're like, 1-6 going into that deadline. Yeah. Anything's possible. I mean, they got some appealing players. I think you throw Josh Jacobs into that mix. Because there's a decision that has to be made on him again in the offseason. So maybe you make that somebody else's decision. Maybe you don't get a whole lot for him, but maybe they do get something. So, I mean, Hunter Renfro, I mean, they're not using him and they're paying him $16 million a year and he's not being targeted. So somebody could use him, So, there's pieces for sure.
I was just thinking, obviously, too, I said this last year, they're going to want to make a big splash because it's Las Vegas. And, I mean, going back to Aiden O'Connell, you want a flashy name, especially at the quarterback position, a Caleb Williams or a Drake May. So do you think there is a lot of pressure, to get this thing turned around quickly? And that kind of goes with Josh McDaniels, too. How long is his leash? Because I would think that they'd want to get this thing moving pretty quickly, especially building that big, stadium and moving the team to Vegas just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mark Davis is all about the splash, and he wants superstars, especially being in Vegas, and especially seeing that stadium filled with opposing fans. What's it going to be like Monday? It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be just as bad as it was with the Steelers, and that really bothers Mark Davis. So he wants splash. He thought he got splash in John Gruden. Well, that didn't quite work out, but that was John Gruden's issue. He really thought Josh McDaniels was a great get. He thought he was getting a coup with this guy, and I don't understand why, but he did think that was a biggie. So he's trying to get Jim Harbaugh. So yeah, players wise, he will want splash. And as far as patience, if you look at his 10 years, 11 years as the owner, after his father's died. There's been times where he's been patient, and there's been times where he's been overly patient, and there's been times where he's had a quick trigger. So there's really no theme there, you know. But if the losing continues, he wants this to work out with McDaniels and Ziegler. He does. But if it's like 3-13, I don't know. Yeah, he probably is forced to do it. There's video of fans yelling at him in L.A. the other day, you know, to fire McDaniels, and he's yelling back at him. So it's starting to get tense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a mess. Well, at least he's got the aces still. To hear the remainder of the Kurt and Long podcast, simply download it on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. And also don't forget you can subscribe and follow, as well as check us out on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page under Kurt and Long.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.